I'm Zoe.
And I'm Samuel.
We are 6th grade students from Aspen Middle School. We have recently researched climate change issues, and we want you to help save our local ecosystems and the planet. Imagine trees all around you, lush, green, and beautiful. Then in a flash, all that turns to ash and dust. Wildfires are destroying our forests, the forests where we ski and hike and bike. The Grizzly Creek Fire presented extraordinary threats to Glenwood Canyon's infrastructure, along with threats to the city of Glenwood Springs' water supply. Only you can help prevent future burns.
According to research by Leroy Westerling at the University of California, Merced, U.S. forest wildfires that burned about 1,000 acres have become much more frequent and burned areas 10 times as large as in the 1970s. In 1998, only 1.8 million acres were burned. And 17 years later, in 2015, 10.1 million acres were burned.
According to NASA's Earth Observatory, this period corresponds with significant warming documented worldwide. Two-thirds of the 1.4-degree rise in average temperatures worldwide since 1880 has occurred since 1975. The increase of average global temperatures has resulted in higher spring and summer temperatures and an earlier start to spring.
This pattern has led to quicker melting of spring snow, causing soils to dry out sooner and remain dry for longer. According to Bruce Lieberman, a reporter from Yale's Climate Branch, over the next few decades, the wildfire forecast is grim. By mid-century, the annual area burned in the western U.S., for example, could increase 2 to 6 times what is today, according to the 4th National Climate Assessment.
But you can help fires and climate change by respecting fire rules in your area, reduce your water usage at home, ride your bike or the bus when you can. And always remember, you are never too young to make a difference.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen Middle School, the Andy Zanko Youth Empowerment Program, and KDAK. Thanks for listening.